Car Serum will begin in a moment.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
This is Carcerum.
Oh, this is bad. I mean, it's all bad. It's all bad, but it wasn't this bad. It was my magic they felt. Ah, I should have guessed. But your lives.
What is that? What in land's name are you afraid of?
Listen, Forley, there's a whole lot to be afraid of right now.
Hey, watch it.
You be scared of whatever you want. Me? Right now, it's the thousands of undead. Before that, it was Loose Rock.
Ivan? Wait, Galen, is it really him?
From your story?
It's not my story. It's the story.
Oh, what story?
Who is Ivan?
He's the Dark Guardian. Well, one of them anyway. He was one of three that led the upheaval of the Guardians.
Whoa, wait. So you're telling me that's a... And you're...
Yes, that's it. Guardian. We guard.
But
what? What, I'm not real? I'm evil? I was wiped out? Which is it? What story have you been telling yourself all these years? Same one your parents told you, no doubt. Don't worry. No, don't worry. I'm at least four times as old as you are, so you did not miss killing me as a child. I may have even saved your family's lives years and years ago, but no matter. Would you like to kill me now?
We defend the land, sir.
Well, I can't argue with that. I've been living in fear for decades since I became the scourge of the land instead of its hope. How's the land doing, by the way? Everyone happy? Doing well? Loving each other?
Stay back!
Vorlock, you swore.
Linus, stop it.
No! He's unnatural! That's what you said! Unnatural!
Yes, that does sound like something someone would say. Well, you have the upper hand, my friend. My magic cannot kill you, but your sword can kill me.
Liar!
Aw,
Galen, it's all right. The rest of us know.
Did they not teach you that part? Is that part not part of the story these days?
Magic! Naughty, naughty magic!
Linus, lower your sword.
But his magic could kill us all. Isn't that fun?
Put it down, Linus. We will be all right.
No! No!
It'll be all right. Just breathe. You'll be okay.
It's a lot to take in.
Ugh. Can't say I blame him. Nor I.
I'm sorry.
Oh, honey. You did nothing wrong. History is not your fault.
Really?
Come. I could use a cup of tea.
Really?
I keep some with me.
Really?
You know that's getting old.
Really?
I'll make a fire.
I'll get Spirit's bags that we hid. Oh, and some water. Kevin, come help me.
And I'll sit here and rest.
I can do that too.
Let me know when the water's boiling.
I don't know what this is, where you got it, or how you cooked it. But it almost makes me glad you got away at the tournament.
Oh, thank you. My cousin taught me.
Formosa, how is your shoulder?
A little weak, but better. Thanks.
Well, it must be, because it did not stop you from making literally the best thing I've eaten in years and years.
I'm not sure that's a good measure, but it is quite good. And the mint tea helps bring out the flavor.
I'm glad you like it. I dry my own tea, actually.
How?
Oh, I have picked up a few things over the years.
Feeling better, fella?
Yes, I think. I mean, sure.
Kevin, would you like some tea? Kevin, are you okay? What's wrong?
It's just, looking around at who's here, knowing what we just went through, this is the strangest conversation I've ever heard.
Well, I'm gonna bring some tea to Aura. Here, Aura. It's already starting to get cold.
Thanks.
How does your back feel? Did those plants work?
If I don't think about it, it feels great.
Give it some more time.
It's not really what I'm thinking about now anyway.
What? The door?
It wouldn't open.
You can't think that meant anything back there. We were in the middle of fighting for our lives.
But we failed. There's a Dark Guardian out there waiting for us, along with who knows how many undead still walking around.
Aura, would you like some food? It really hits the spot.
No, thank you.
You know, I might be crazy, but I think it's a lot colder over here, away from the fire. You angry about the door?
I'm angry because we failed. Again. We keep...
Failed? What are you talking about? Look at us. Have you seen Galen? That guy is scary. We just gotta think of a plan.
Oh, a plan to get to the door? Had one. Didn't work.
All right, that's enough. What is wrong with you? I am tired of... this.
What?
What?
Every time something doesn't work out the way you want it to, you say it failed. That it's all your fault.
You know that's not...
We keep failing? Over and over? Really? First of all, we're not dead from the monsters or the vigils or whatever else has tried to kill us. And second, no one else thinks that we failed, but you keep telling us we did.
Easy, Kevin.
No! She needs to stop pitying herself. Because every time she feels bad, we have to give her this big talk about how it's not her fault and blah-bitty-blah, blah-bitty-blah.
What is your problem?
Well, according to you, you are all of our problems.
Oh, so you think this is my fault too?
I've been listening to you this whole trip and that's all you keep saying.
What do you want from me?
Maybe this is all my fault. Did you ever think of that?
What?
I've been here too. Or maybe it's Spirit's fault or Formosa's. You aren't the only one to blame, and you need to stop ignoring us.
So, you want me to blame you?
What? No! Wait, what?
I think you've lost your path.
No! I want you to stop telling yourself things that you would stab somebody else for saying about you.
Shut up, Kevin.
Oh, here we go again. Shut up, Kevin. You're embarrassing yourself, Kevin. Well, why don't you shut up, Aura?
No, you shut up!
Fine!
Fine! Give me that meat. Hello, and how was everyone's evening?
Well, it was pleasant a moment ago.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes, Aura. Is everything all right?
Yes, it's all great. Turns out, you're all to blame for us failing.
What?
Really?
Great.
Formosa?
Just go with it.
See? Was that so hard?
I thought I was a little off.
Sorry. I'm all right. I'm fine. I'm fine.
I see. Ignoring the spurts of insanity for a moment, did you have anything remotely resembling a plan?
Well, the forest will help us. At least keep us safe as long as we stay inside it.
If that's truly Ivan, there is some good news.
Good news? Good news? You're a monster! A lying old monster! Oh, I'm sorry, you're not old. I'm much older. Ancient, even.
If there's a Dark Guardian on the other side, I don't see how we get around that.
We suspected these undead were under the control of a necromancer, yes?
Stands to reason.
Well, I think we found our necromancer.
I think I need some more tea.
How is knowing that good? Hooray! We found the most foul, evil thing in the world. We win.
You're not helping, you know.
It means We don't have to kill all the dead. We just have to kill the necromancer. Once Ivan is dead, there's nothing keeping his army up and walking around.
That does sound like a more attainable goal, but... and pardon my ignorance here, but... how does one go about killing a Dark Guardian? They're basically death itself, are they not?
Yep. Not quite. Guardian or Dark Guardian, strip away all that magic, and they're just mortal men and women.
Wait, let's not forget all the undead between us and him.
You're right. The more undead he controls, the stronger he is. Oh, he's strong. Too strong. Ooh, too strong. Oh, so strong. The strongest.
But if they're just mortals, can't you just torch them, Mr. Flying Fireball?
My magic can't hurt him.
Of course it can't.
What do you mean?
He's too powerful. Yeah, I'm sure all the Dark Ones are impervious to direct magic by now. If they can raise the dead, they can certainly find a way to survive magic-based attacks. Oh, plus...
what?
Well, my magic is not that strong anymore. Yeah, I've been locked away for a very long time. So long. Too long. The longest.
What are you talking about? You saved us with a huge firebomb.
But just one. That took so much out of me that I could not do that again anytime soon. So, I'm afraid I won't be too much help in killing him.
Great, so let's just walk up to him and stab him in the eye.
That would work. Can we do that?
No.
So, what do we do?
Wait one moment.
Didn't realize she had these sorts of abilities. Assumed her performance in the tournament was the best she had.
Giving up rather than killing a Lucis Naturae? Kind of fits that she's a good tree climber.
She could take both of you.
Of course.
Look.
Nice!
I just wanted to get the lay of the land. The forest has been keeping the undead out, but they can't keep it up forever. If the Risen wanted in badly enough...
that's not good.
But they don't know we're here specifically, and the forest will make it very hard for them to find us.
That sounds promising.
It's dark, but I could see Ivan too. Or at least I think it was him. Slender, black unkempt hair, floating a few feet off the ground.
Sounds like Ivan.
He's hard to miss. He's right in front of the door. I'm sure he can see everything.
And we know where we need to get to.
This is fun. It's like a terrifying puzzle.
Exactly. I have the start of an idea.
I'm sure you do. And I certainly don't mean to offend, but I've seen how your plans pan out, and I think we need to do better than the start of an idea.
Well, what do you suggest?
I've been listening and taking note of the talents and skills of our little company.
And?
And I may have an actual plan.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
All right, let's hear it.
Doing all right, Linus? Not gonna throw up on me, are you?
No. I'm ready.
You really think this plan will work?
Yes!
Not quite sure.
What?
I've never known you to not be sure of a fight.
It's all right, Spirit. It's all right. We'll see them all again soon. It will work as long as they all do their part.
Why are we doing this?
I hate to side with Linus, but... I trust you. I just don't trust them.
I trust them. Enough. I know the loyalty they have to their prophecy quests. They would never betray us, because to them, that would be betraying their mission.
Sure, but...
means to an end, Anne. Means to an end. We will not betray the vow we took. Ever. Time will prove that. The sun is starting to rise. Get ready.
You can see them. You can see the dead from here.
What are they doing?
Well, the group that chased us into the woods are just waiting.
Well, so are we.
I hate being visible like this.
They don't know where we are, so as long as we stay out of sight, they won't see us. They'll just stay where they are, I think.
I know, it's just very unnerving. The sun's almost up behind us. We'll be seeing the signal soon.
The plan is good. Everyone knows their part. It's good.
I know.
It's good.
I like the forest. I don't understand it much, but I like it.
There was a woman in my family who used to say that the first step to understanding the forest is to realize there's no way to understand it.
Oh, well, I guess I got that part.
I guess that's true. Feels like we might have the easy job. I'm worried about the others.
Kevin will be okay. I know it.
Still, I can't help but feel like you and I could be of more use out in the open.
I like fighting with you.
The wind through the tall grass called her children. And they came from the soil, they rose with their arms held high to embrace their mother, and she swayed them to sleep. And she said, soon, children, they'll sow what they reap. Many days, many seasons, an age, all her children slumbered there, dreaming of many days not yet dawned, when this age would be gone. It's almost time. The sun is about to peek over the trees. Shall we? The forest will keep us safe for as long as possible. But once the dead know we're in here...
I know the plan.
There. The edge is just beyond the dark patch up ahead. You can see it through the trees.
How do you know? I can't see anything beyond it.
That's how I know. Do you need to get closer?
Bigger head start if we're here. Ready?
No.
Me either. Go! Go!
No! Wait! We have to make sure they make it through and they know where we are. Now! Run!
They're coming!
It's only a small gap. Only one can make it through at a time. We can make it! What are you doing?
Buying us time.
What was that?
Galen?
No, I don't think so. It's too soon. And
look! Fire!
Oh, the forest! The forest is on fire! They're burning a hole! Run!
It's starting.
Good. The sun will be directly in their eyes now.
Wow. Somehow it's even worse watching from here than being in the middle of it.
Well, you say that now.
Do you really trust Vorlov? Do you really think they'll come through?
I do.
It makes me really uncomfortable, but I do too.
Who would have thought that?
Aura, look.
I know that sound. Oh, no. Galen, what is he doing?
I don't think so. Look, it's coming from the doors of Carcerum. Look at the light.
It's Ivan.
Oh, it's been so long. Oh, I like to play.
The dead are going to get Karis and Formosa.
Wait! Follow the plan. They know what they're doing.
But...
trust them. Stick to the plan.
Right. The plan.
What was that?
That came from the...
Does not change anything. Get ready. Spirit, come here.
But that was a fire... a big... something!
Linus, get ready. The next signal is our go.
But...
Linus...
It's all right. We just need to...
I don't need to do anything. I did not sign up for this. I just wanted to... It was just a...
Hey, calm down.
Formosa!
No. No, I can't. I can't!
Linus! You coward! I'll find you!
You're on your own now. Can you handle that?
Just watch me.
Stay tuned for scenes from next week's show right after this message.
I can't believe Spirit is letting him ride her.
She knows what's at stake. And she knows what she's doing. I had a talk with her.
Well, I don't doubt it,
like
but...
I said, she knows what she's doing. She's taking care of me. All right, no one's looking. Let's go.
Carcerum, created by Shane Salk and William Holmes. Follow at Carcerum the Series on your favorite social media platform. For a full cast and crew list of Carcerum, please visit our website at carcerumtheseries.com.